Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Jonty Cantor, who's the community relationship manager at a Pick and Pay Hyper in Norwood. Jonty, very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Excellent, thank you. Wow, I am absolutely blown away by Pick and Pay and Pesach. It's just remarkable. I can't imagine there are many stores anywhere in the world that gets behind a Jewish festival like Pick and Pay Norwood. I just can't imagine.
No, it's a joy for us.
It really, really incredible. Okay, so what is Pick and Pay doing this year for Pesach? Take us through some of the ideas.
Okay, so like regarding in-store, what we've done, we have aisle 16, which is our dedicated kosher aisle, which is now our dedicated Pesach aisle. Mm-hmm. So we have a full range of groceries for people to buy there, with quite a lot of specials, which have just launched today. We also have a general merchandise section, which is all your kitchenware. So any people that are needing new appliances, new cooking utensils, new machines for the kitchen, we have that as well. And then, you know, along with those specials, we also have on Thursday night, we'll be looking at opening the store until 8 p.m. to give our customers more time to shop. That will be this Thursday and next Thursday. And just so that there is more time for them to browse and to have a bit more space within the day, so that it's safer COVID-wise for them to shop inside our store.
Wait, so give us those hours again. When is shopping times being extended?
So this Thursday, this Thursday the 18th, it's going to be normal shopping from 8 a.m. in the morning until 8 p.m. this Thursday night.
Right.
And next Thursday the 25th will also be 8 a.m. in the morning until 8 p.m. at night.
Okay, brilliant. So that helps there as well. And then I believe you've got a cashiering service.
Yeah, we do. So what we're going to do starting next week, Monday, I think that's the 22nd, there's going to be a store just outside of our store, which we've secured from the center management. There's going to be a cashiering facility there for people to bring their stuff that they want to cashier. It's going to be from 10 in the morning until 2 p.m. in the afternoon, Monday to Thursday next week, and it's 100% free for our community.
That is incredible. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Also, what I loved, and we started talking about that on the show a little bit earlier, is the Pick and Pay Helping Families in Distress drive. So tell us a little bit more about this.
So one of our projects that we've done with Chai FM in the past is finding out people that are in need of help, different family members that are, you know, just don't have enough to get through Pesach. So with the help of Chai FM, we're going to be sourcing people, you know, who need that help, who are not getting help currently from other organizations, mm-hmm. and we'll be awarding them with the gift cards just to make Pesach a little bit easier, because we understand how difficult this time is, and we want to help them have the best Pesach possible.
Right. So just to clarify, that is, it's for people who aren't on who are not already receiving help, but who are struggling a little bit and could do with a little bit of extra help. And the whole idea here is, of course, it's completely confidential. It's not going to be something we're going to be talking about on the radio. We're asking people to email Kathy at chaifm.com to just alert her. It will be treated with the strictest of confidence, and then we can look to see. We'll pass that information on to Pick and Pay, who will be giving vouchers. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's incredible. Now, how does that differ from the Pick and Pay and Chev food drive? What is that?
So we partnered up with the Chev. So in the past, we've had a campaign where we've helped the Chevra Kedisha advertise for their Pesach food campaign. But with COVID and how things have changed this year, we decided to get a little bit more involved. And that from Norwood Pick and Pay itself, we're going to be donating quite a bit of food towards the Chevra Kedisha's campaign. But also we wanted to help the community help them. So we have posters up in the store where people can scan their QR codes on those posters in order to donate. We also have a collection bin in front of the store, so they can just, you know, while they're buying their matzahs and their different things for Pesach, they can buy one or two extra items and throw it into the bin, which is just next to our returns counter in the front of the store.
Right. So that is...
The Chev,
yeah, sorry, carry on.
So the Chev feeds about, I think it's about 800 families. So any help that the community could give would be much appreciated. I think at like times like this, we need to get together as a community to help those that are in need.
Absolutely right. And Pick and Pay is doing that themselves. So and that's what I love about this, is that's a campaign where customers, you facilitating it, customers can really get involved and reach out to those in the community that need it. But also with the other campaign that is being run through Chai, that is Pick and Pay reaching out to people and helping them in our community if we can identify that. So I find that incredible. The last thing is that I actually wanted to talk about as well, is which I think is incredible this year, because of course we can't do with COVID, we've normally done a trolley dash, but that's absolutely impossible at the moment. Instead, there's going to be a Pesach Kalim competition. So what's the rationale and behind that, and how does that work?
So like you mentioned with the trolley dash, we didn't want to have massive groups of people congregating that. So what we decided this year is we have a box at the front of the store where people just need to put their till slips with their Pesach products that they, you know, from their Pesach products that they bought, with their name and number in, and then they can win a Pesach hamper. So, and that includes kitchenware stuff. So we've got electric frying pan, pots, pans, cutlery, crockery, glasses. You know, just for that extra set, because you know how sometimes, you know, with all the different utensils and stuff that you need for Pesach, this would be quite a nice addition to a Pesach hunt.
Absolutely incredible. Janine says, please can we have the Pick and Pay contact details for this drive? Well, you can just email kathy@chaifm.com. If you're speaking about the one to assist people, the Chev Pick and Pay drive, that's in store. You'll see that there. The Kalim competition as well, I told you about that earlier. What you do is you keep your slip, you fill in your details, and you pop it in the box in store, and then that draw is going to take place actually live on this show next week, Friday. So it's just incredible. And Dante, I must tell you, the you know, when I see this, I find it incredible how blessed we are in this community to have a store like Pick and Pay that doesn't just get behind the marketing of product, but it's actually getting behind the very essence of what it is to be a community, and what it is to be a community at a time that people are struggling a bit. So well done to you, and well done to Pick and Pay. No doubt we'll be chatting to you over the next 2 weeks. That's John Tikanta, Community Manager at Pick and Pay Norwood.